Welcome back. This is Shlomo Schwartz. We are learning Masechta Pesachim, and we're up to Perek Yud, Mishnah Hey. The Mishnah jumps a little bit in the Haggadah to the famous Rabbi Gamliel Hayomer. Rabbi Gamliel used to say, Kol Shlo Omer Shlosha Dvarim Eilu BePesach. Anyone who did not say the following three things, and it's not just a matter of saying, Bartuner explains, the idea here is that you did not explain the significance and reason behind the mitzvahs that we do the night of Pesach. Lo yotze yedei chavaso. He's not yotze, he does not fulfill his obligation of that night. Now, the Mishnah is a little bit vague. Which chova does he not fulfill? There are those who learn that it's referring to the mitzvah of Sipiyatiyas Mitzrayim, talking about all of the miracles and events that took place with the Jewish people being redeemed and exiting Mitzrayim. There are others who learn that it's tied directly to the mitzvahs that we're explaining the reasons for, the Pesach, the Matzah, and the Maror, that in order to fulfill the obligation of the night, you can't just eat the Matzah without knowing the Tam, the reason for it, and the same with the Maror and the Pesach, which is a Zecher. You have to know the reasons for it. So the question is addressed in the Rishonim. Some learn that Liyotze Yedei Chavaso is going on the mitzvah of Sipiyatiyas Mitzrayim. Others learn it goes on the mitzvahs of Pesach, Matzah, and Maror. Ve'eluhein. And these are the three things that you need to know the reason for to fulfill your obligation, as described. Pesach, Matzah, Umar. You have to know the reason behind the Pesach, the reason behind the Matzah, and the reason behind the Maror. Pesach. What's the reason for Pesach? Because Hashem during Makos Bechoros skipped over or passed over the homes of our forefathers in Mitzrayim when he killed the Bechoros of the Egyptians, he jumped over the houses where the Jews were. So that is the reason why we have the Pesach as a Zecher and also to show appreciation for that which Hashem did, where he punished the Egyptians and at the same time caused a miracle and saved the Jews. Matzah, the reason behind Matzah, Ashum Shenigulav Asinib Mitzrayim, because our forefathers were redeemed in Mitzrayim. Now you'll notice that this Nusach is much more abbreviated than the Nusach that we have in the Haggadah. And the Kahati brings down a Girsa, a text from the Rambam, and the same as well in the Rush, that is more consistent with what we have in our Haggadah that says, Al Shum, because Shalom Hispik, Betzekum, Shalom Asenu, the dough of our forefathers did not have a chance to rise, Lahachmitz, to become Chametz, At Shenigla, Alem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because Hashem revealed himself to them, Vigola Miyad, and he took them out of exile right away, so they left Bechipazon, and therefore the bread did not have a chance to rise. So that's the reason for the Matzah. Maror, what's the reason for Maror? Al Shum Shemeru Hamitzriim Eschaye Avaseinu B'Mitzrayim. Because of the bitterness that the Mitzriim had imposed and caused to our forefathers in Mitzrayim with the exhaustingly and backbreaking hard work. Then Rabbi Gamliel says, B'chol Dor V'Dor, in every generation, in our generation as well, in each generation, Chayav Adam Liras Asatzma, a person has to see himself, Ki'ilu Hu Yatzma Mitzrayim, not just to talk about what happened as if this was a historical event, but to actually relive it and to experience it and to feel as if we ourselves left Mitzrayim. Shenemar, how do we know that it goes so far that you have to envision yourself as if you yourself left Mitzrayim? Shenemar, it says in the Pasuk, in Parsha Shemos, we got it to Lavincha, and you should tell over to your sons, to your son, Bayomahu, on this day, referring to the night of Pesach, Lemar, saying, Ba'avur Zeh, because of this, because of these mitzvot that we fulfill, Asa Hashem li, B'tesim Mitzrayim, Hashem did for me when I went out of Mitzrayim. So you use a Lashon that implies that it was for me, and that I had left Mitzrayim. Lefikach, therefore, and this is all part of the text of the Haggadah, Anachnu Chayavim, we are obligated, Lahodos, to praise, to thank. Lahodos is to thank, Lahalos to praise, Lashabech is also to praise. Different Lashonos of praise and thanks. Lefoer, is to beautify, l'romem is to exalt, l'hader is to honor, l'vorech is to bless, l'alei is to elevate, u'l'kales, and to also to praise and to acclaim Hashem, l'mishasa, l'avaseinu v'lanu, for he, referring to Hashem, who did all this for our forefathers and for us, as kol hanisim ha'elu, all of these miracles. What did he do? In more detail, hotzianu me'avdus l'cheres. He took us out from slavery to freedom. Miyagon l'simcha, from sorrow to joy. Me'eva l'yomtov, from a period of mourning to a festive period. Umeafela, and from darkness l'or gadol, to a great light. Umishibud l'geula, and from servitude to geula, redemption. V'nomar l'fanav, and we should say before him, halleluka, that praised be Hashem. Now, the Mishnah, this is the end of the Mishnah, hey, but the Mishnah Vav continues, ad heichon, until where does he go in terms of the Hallel that he says before closing the Haggadah portion, the Maggid portion of the Haggadah? So says the Mishnah, ad heichon hu amr, how far does he say in the Hallel? Beshama amr, Beshama says, ad em habanim semecha, he says until em habanim semecha, which is the first Halleluka, the end of the first Halleluka. Beisila Lamar, Beisila says, no, you continue further, and you go until Chalamish Ad Chalamish Lamana Mayim, until after Betes Yisrael Mitzrayim, which is Chalamish Lamana Mayim. And the reason you add Betes Yisrael Mitzrayim is because Betes Yisrael Mitzrayim also includes Kriyas Yamsuf. And that's why you have to add that. Chosem Begula, and you end off with Geula. You end off the Maggid portion of the Haggadah with Geula. Exactly how this Chasima works, the Tanakhama of our Mishnah does not specify. He just says you end off the Haggadah with a bracha of Geula. So the following Tanoim, Rabbi Tarfon and Rabbi Akiva, try to expand and explain what the Tanakhama means when he says V'chosim B'Geula. So the Mishnah says, Rabbi Tarfon says, Asher Geulanu, that you say Baruch Ata Hashem, Asher Goalanu, that He redeemed us, the Goalas Avaseinu Mitzrayim, and He also redeemed our forefathers from Mitzrayim. V'loho Yechosim, but you did not end off with a Baruch. You started off the bracha with Baruch Ata Hashem, but you did not sign off this blessing with a Baruch Ata Hashem. Rabbi Akiva says, no. You add the following text, and therefore you would end off with a Baruch Atah Hashem. Because you add, the Bartanur says, Divrei Ritzui Ubakasha, words of making our avoda of the night willing and acceptable before Hashem, and a request that Hashem should redeem us, that we should be zocha to many good things. So therefore we end off with a Bracha Baruch Atah Hashem. Rabbi Kiva says, we add the words Kein Hashem, which is our text in our Haggadah, Kein Hashem Elokeinu, so too, the same way Hashem did it for our forefathers in Mitzrayim, Hashem should do it, Elokeinu Elokeinu Yagayenu, He should let us reach and attain L'moadim L'rugolam Acherim, to future festivals and pilgrimages, Habom L'Kraseinu, that should approach us and come forward towards us, L'Shalom and peace, Smechim, rejoicing b'vinyan erecha, in the rebuilding of your city, of your shalayim v'sasim b'avodosecha, and being joyful in your avoda and your service, v'nochal sham min hazvachim, and we should then be zocha to once again eat from the zvachim u'min hapsachim, from the karbonos, the karban pesach, the karban chagiga, and you go on v'chulahu ad until the final end of the bracha, which is the end of the Haggadah portion, the Maggid portion of the Haggadah, Ad Baruch Ata Hashem, Goal Yisrael. Now, as I mentioned, that is the text of our Haggadah, and the Bartanura says that regarding the Chosem Begula, which Rabbi Tarfon and Rabbi Akiva both explain, we hold like Rabbi Akiva, Halachic Rabbi Akiva, and as mentioned, that is why we have it in our Haggadah. With this, we end Mishnah Vav. and look forward to continuing next time with Mishnah Zayin. Thank you.